We left off yesterday in the top line of Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara had made a comment, the Gemara quoted a Braisa that had said that the father is allowed to sell his daughter as an almana l'koin gadol, that even if she's an almana, he's allowed to sell her to a koin gadol, even though generally when you sell a daughter as an amivriya, you're leaving her open to the possibility and the probability and the chiyuv of yiyud, that the owner is supposed to go and marry the daughter. So we were trying to figure out, the Gemara was trying to figure out, how it could ever be that she's already an almana, and still, he's going to still have the rights to sell her as an amivriya. Don't we assume that once she's already been married, that he has lost the rights in her to sell her as an amivriya? So the Gemara's answer was that you have to say that the case was that initially she's an almana from having yiyud once, that the father once sold her as an amivriya. And we're assuming that when the father sells her as an amivriya, the initial money that's paid to the father is not kesef kiddushin. And therefore, the father never gave her over to kiddushin. The father never gave her over to be married. She happened to accept the yield later on, so she gave herself over to be married. Okay, so when a girl gives herself over to be married, it doesn't close off the possibility that the father at a later date is going to be able, assuming, by the way, that it's only erisin, that when the girl gives herself over to yield, it only counts as erisin. That's not yet nisuin, so the father does not then lose the right to sell her at some later date. If the master dies and she goes back to her father's house, the father still has the right to sell her. So that's the case of a father selling his daughter for an amivriya, even if she's already an almana. Now the Gemara says, okay, that all works if we assume that the original money that was given to the father was not kesef kiddushin. Now when you pay the father to buy the amivriya, that doesn't count as kesef kiddushin. So you could say, well, the girl gave herself over to you, so the father didn't lose any rights. But if you're going to assume that the original money that's paid to the father is the kesef kiddushin, well, then the father already used up his rights. He's already been mekabel kiddushin on her behalf, because he's already given her as an ami ivriya. And if you assume that that money is kesef kiddushin, that's the same as giving her over for kiddushin. So, frek the Gemara in the top line, l'Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak tamra filu Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda mos harishonos l'kiddushin nitnu. If you assume that the original money was given over for kiddushin, but my mukimla, how are you ever going to have a case of a father who's able to sell his daughter after she's already an almana? She's already become an almana. The only case we were able to think of was the case of yiyud, and that's only because the father didn't sell her. But over here, we're assuming that even in case of yiyud, since the original sale was counted as kiddushin, the father did sell her. So says the Gemara, Mukim la Krabi Eliezer, da amr l'shivchus acha shivchus hudu l'masi mazmila, av l'shivchus acha rishus masi mazmila. Simply, you'll hold like Krabi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that a father is not allowed to sell his daughter as a shivcha twice, but a father is allowed to sell his daughter as a shivcha after he's already given her over for Yishus. So you could say a very simple case. The father gave his daughter for Kiddushin, the husband died, and now he's selling her as a Shivcha. That's how you could have a case where a father is selling his Almana daughter as a Shivcha to a Kohen Gadol. Simply that initially he had only given her over for Kiddushin. But that obviously would only work according to Rabbi Eliezer, that that's okay, that once you've given over for Yishus, you don't lose the right to give her over for Shivchas. Now that seemed like such an easy answer. The Gemara had this whole convoluted raya at the bottom, that the only case is where there's yiyud and it's her own action. Why don't we just go with this in the first place? Just say, good, we have an opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that it's allowed, that once she's had Ishus, once the father's given her over for Ishus, he doesn't lose the right to give her over for Shivchus. Period. That would have solved all the problems. Why the hesitance to want to say that the Braisa is going like Rabbi Eliezer? Why do we have to come up with ways that it won't be going like Rabbi Eliezer? So Rashi deals with the problem, and Rashi says, Va'ad hashta, the second skinny line, Va'ad hashta mahadrina l'ukma delokar v'eliezer umishum deshamutehu, that up until now we didn't want to say that the Braisa was going like Rabbi Eliezer because Rabbi Eliezer is shamutehu. Because Rabbi Eliezer, and as we said in the past, machlokas rishonim what shamutehu means, the pashup shot that he was from the Talmidim of Beis Shammai, and because he was from the Talmidim Beis Shammai, we'd rather not say that a Stam Breisa is going like Rabbi Eliezer, because we know we've totally rejected the Shita of Beis Shammai from Halacha, so we'd rather say that the Breisa is not going like Rabbi Eliezer, right? The Gemara says that if someone follows the Shitas of Beis Shammai, different deos about how bad it is, but it could be as severe as he's Chayiv Misa for following the Shita of Beis Shammai. So we'd rather not say that we're going like the Beis Shammai, even though we do have a concept of Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. Rav Shachter always point out Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim means that when you learn Shitas Beis Shammai, you're not being Mevatel Torah. But it's not a klal in halacha, it's a klal in Torah, it's a klal in Talmud Torah. In halacha, clearly, we don't pass like Beis Shammai, so we're not going to want to say that it's going like Beis Shammai. The other day that we've mentioned is that Shemute doesn't mean that he was from Talmud Beis Shammai, but rather that he was put in Chayrim, so for that reason, his opinions were rejected. Now, Tosfos quotes this Rashi, and then he says, but that only works if you assume that the correct girsa in our Gemara is Rabbi Eliezer. There are those who had another girsa in our Gemara that it wasn't Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that we're talking about over here. It wasn't Rabbi Eliezer's opinion who says that you're allowed to still sell your daughter for a shivcha after she's already had ishus. Well, if it wasn't Rabbi Eliezer, then why were we avoiding going with this opinion the whole time? So Tosfos says, "Pirush b'kunchus al Hashem Adrin look me the lock Rabbi Eliezer d'shemotiyu l'pirush Rabbeinu Tam the garis hacha b'may mukula k'Rabbi Akiva." According to Rabbeinu Tam, we had the gears of Rabbi Akiva. Tzarich lomer dat Hashem had the look me k'Rabbi Eliezer mishum d'rabbanan d'Rabbi Shimon kaimi kavasei. Meaning, then it would turn out that this entire time, according to Rabbeinu Tam's gears, this entire time we were trying to make it fit with Rabbi Eliezer, not trying to go against Rabbi Eliezer, trying to make it fit with Rabbi Eliezer. Why do we want it to be like Rabbi Eliezer, not like Rabbi Akiva? Okay, so because the Rabban and the Rabbi Shimon hold like Rabbi Eliezer, Damri Avalol L'Shibchas Acharishus, Rabbi Shimon Nami Achiyusle, Rabbi Shimon himself holds that way. El Shemos Avod Avalol L'Shibchas Acharishus. Just he has another caveat, but since it seems that that was the accepted opinion, because it seems that the majority accepted that opinion, that's why we wanted to establish the halacha, the brisa, in that way, like Rabbi Eliezer. Even though we're ignoring the fact that Rabbi Eliezer Shamutehu. So that's the Girsa of Rashi seems to fit a little bit better. But also says, even according to the Girsa of Rabbeinu Tam, we can understand possibly why we would want it to go like Rabbi Eliezer and not like the other Tanaim. Okay, Vaitu in the Gemara. Bai Reish Lakish. We know that whenever a person buys an Amma Ivriya, he has two options with the yield. He can either take the Amma Ivriya for himself for a wife, or he can take the Amma Ivriya for his son for a wife. What if his son is a katan? What if his son is not yet an adult? Is there any concept of yield? Meaning we're assuming that there's no concept of kiddushin, which we'll discuss in a second, but the question is there a concept of yield? Now, when we talk about doing yield for the son, the Rambam writes that the way you do the yield for the son is that the father does the maisa. First, the Rambam passes that it's got to be b'no gadol, which obviously is going to be the answer to this question, but the Rambam says that when you're doing the yud for the son, the father does it. It's not that the son does his own ma'aseh kiddushin. So no matter how the yud works, it always works through the father. Reb Chaim holds that you see from that yud is a chalos kiddushin, not a ma'aseh kiddushin. The child may be incapable of a ma'aseh, or the son it's not his ma'aseh to do. It's the father's ma'aseh to do. The chalos, which is the yud, is going to be on the son. Anyway, so what about if the son's a katan? Do we assume b'no amar rachmana b'no kaldahu? The Torah only says b'no. It says you can have yud for your son. So that means any son. It doesn't matter, adult, kid, it doesn't make a difference. Odilma b'no dum yudidei mahu gadolaf b'no gadol. Do we say no? That since the Torah says you have two options, it could be you or your son, so that implies that the son that you're going to do yud for has to be similar to you. Just like you're an adult, so too the son needs to be an adult. If he's not bar mitzvah, then he's unable to have yud done on his behalf. So what's the din? So I'm Rabbi Zeira. The Gemara is going to bring a couple of rayas to try to answer this question. So raya number one, Tashma, ish prat lekatan, asher yinafes eishes ish prat leishes katan. When the Torah talks about niyuf, the Torah talks about adultery. So it says a man who is noef and a married woman, a woman who's married to a man. So what does it mean a man who is noef? A man as opposed to a katan. If a katan does niyuf, he's not going to be chayiv. Asher yinafes eishes, meaning a katan sleeps with a married woman, he's not going to be chayiv. Asher yinafes eishes ish, who sleeps with a woman who's married to a man, prat leishes katan, meaning one is not chayiv for sleeping with a woman who is married to a katan. That doesn't count. V'i amrit miyayed, but if you hold that a katan can have yiyud, and yiyud counts as marriage, imkein matzinu ishus l'katan. Why would one not be chayiv for sleeping with an eishes katan? We're assuming that the whole reason the Torah says asher yinafes eishes ish and we darshan prat leishes katan is because there is no such thing as ishus for a katan. There's no such thing as a katan being married. That's why you're not chayiv for committing adultery with the katan's wife, because the katan can't have a wife. But says the Gemara, but if there's such a thing as yiyud for a katan, so we have a hechitimsa that a katan can have a wife. Very simply, he had yiyud. So says the Gemara, velamai eino miyayid amai kamimai lakras. So the Gemara says, wait a second, what's your other option? The other option is that the katan can't have yiyud. Well, the katan can't have yiyud, and that would mean that there's no such thing as ishus for a katan, period. That a katan can never have a wife. Do I really need a pasuk then to tell me that you're not chayiv for eishes ish when you sleep with the katan's wife? If there's no such thing as a katan having a wife, why would I need a pasuk, a drush in the pasuk, to tell me that there's no such thing, that you're not chayiv for sleeping with the katan's wife? There's no such animal. There's no such thing as a katan's wife. So tishrut mina d'miyayit. So adraba, this drusha from the pasuk proves the exact opposite. It proves that there is yiyud for a katan. Otherwise, you wouldn't need a drusha from the pasuk. So Ravashi, hacha b'yavim ben teisha shanim yom echad, habali vem to askinan, demidoreis l'chazil. No, over here we're talking about a case that there is a case. There is a need for the Torah to tell me that you're not chayiv for eishes katan, even though there's no case where a katan can actually be married. Because I might have thought the following. I might have thought that since the halacha is that a yavam who's 9 years old, who sleeps with his yavama on a d'oraisa level, counts as yibum, that since on a daraisa level she's ra'oi for him and his bia counts as bia, and therefore if one sleeps with her after the 9-year-old boy did yibum on her, one would be chayiv mishumeshes ish. Kamash malan, that it's not so. That's why we're told that you're not chayiv mishumeshes ish when you sleep with a woman who had yibum with a 9-year-old boy. The question is, what's the kamash malan? Kamash malan that it's not so that what? That it's not so that when the 9-year-old did yibum with her, that it really worked? So kamash malan that it didn't work? Or kamash malan that even though it worked, you're not chayiv mishum eishes ish? If you look at Tosos, we'll skip a step because Tosos quotes the Rashi. Midoraisa chazile, Tosos pirush bekuntros. What does it mean, midoraisa chazile, to the 9-year-old boy? Tis a kukalo ubiyaso biel lekal davar v'kana liyarsho letamila. That he's actually kona her. It actually counts as a yivum. As a yivum, kintan bentes shabal yivemto kana. So frekta benetan, frekta the Tosos rather, v'kasha. Dizei ino elamid rabbanon, l'posim anachin. What are you talking about? The Gemara when we say that ben tes shanim, that is bia counts when it comes to yibum, it only counts midrabanan to make it that she's unable to do yibum with any of the other brothers. Kiditan v'yisha rabba also bias ben tes k'maimer begadol, that we compare a bia of a 9-year-old boy to maimer done by a gadol. What's maimer? Maimer is when you take a shomeres yavam, when the yavam goes to the shomeres yavam, gives her kesef kiddushin. There's no such option on a daraisa level. It's only midrabanan. And all it serves to do is to make it that the other brothers can't do yibum on this girl. It makes her, it sort of earmarks her for this particular brother, but he still needs to do the dindaraisa of yibum or chalitza. Aval yarsha l'shar dvarim lavi ki'ishta, but it doesn't actually make her his wife. V'lachein nir lisas tells us, I read this gemara differently. Dimidaraisa chazile bi'alma kigon shaya hayavam gadol, meaning generally, had the yavam been a gadol, this woman would have been ro'oi for him. V'katanze bi'yaso bi'a, and we have the general idea that a katan's bi'a counts as a bi'a. That generally speaking, a katan who sleeps with one of the arayos, the arayos that he slept with, are going to be chayiv misa because it counts as having a bia. So mal detema hol midaraisa v'chulei. Kolomer ilav haikra demiyate hava mino midaraisa chashuva kishto. Meaning, had it not been for this pasuk, I would have thought that on a daraisa level the yibum works. Since after all, bia of a katan works, and this child, if he were a gadol, would be able to do yibum with her. So I might have thought the yibum works on a daraisa level. Kamashman sheinu konos al midrabanan. The Kamash Malan is that there's no Yibim at all over here, that the 9-year-old boy can't do Yibim. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. The reason there's no such thing as an Isra of Eishes Ish when you're dealing with the wife of a Katan is because, in fact, there's no such thing as the wife of a Katan on a Daraisa level, even when it comes to Yibim of a 9-year-old boy. So that's Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. So even though a Katan does have Bia, he doesn't have Ishus. Difference between Bia and Ishus. Tosos discusses, the previous Tosos discusses, what's the Havamina? Ish prat the katan, that a katan who sleeps with an Eishes Ish, that we need a drasher to tell me that he's not chayiv. Katan's not chayiv for anything. Why would I think that when a katan sleeps with an Eishes Ish, that he should be chayiv? He's not a baronchin, he's a katan. So granted, the Eishes Ish will be chayiv, because his bia counts, but why would I think why would there even be having the katan would be chayiv? So it says Tosos, v'yalfagab the katan lav baronchin hu, mikal makom itzruch krelumute, I still need a special drasher in the pasuk to tell me that he's not punished. The kasal kadaitach she nerag. I might think he gets killed because, after all, the woman gets killed on account of that bia. And since there are two equal partners in a bia, I would think that if one of them is going to be killed for the bia sura, the other one should be killed as well. This is similar to the idea that if one is a rovea behema, or is a nirva from a behema, so the behema also gets killed. What? The behema is chayiv in mitzvahs? No, the behema is also not a bar onshin per se. Behema, but nevertheless, since it's an act of bia and there are two partners in an act of bia, and one of them is going to get killed, the other one gets killed as well. That would have been the havamin only. Obviously, the maskana, we say not so. We say that the katan is not chayiv for this bia with the eishes ish. Yeah?
You need that drasha for
every time a katan
gets any other kind of bia sura.
Unless this is megala on all of them. Right. The Ritva quotes from the Ravid that the explanation of why the katan, why we need a drasha to tell me that the katan does not get punished, is based on the broad concept that we have in Shas of Misasik B'chalom V'arayos Chayev Shekei Nehne. Right, there's a concept in Shas that even though generally when one is Misasik then not Chayev, if I happen to walk into a room and my sleeve catches a against the light switch on Shabbos and turns it on, so that's not even shogeg. Shogeg is when I do it and I forget that it's Shabbos, or I forget that turning on a light is aser, when I didn't even realize that I was turning on a light. So that's misasik. So misasik, but so generally misasik is pater, but misasik b'chalavim v'arayos. But if you're misasik in something that you get a significant amount of hana'a from, you're going to be chayiv because the hana'a apparently replaces the lack of kavana. Normally, I need a certain level of kavana in order to be chayiv for something. At least the kavana of shogeg in order to be chayiv for something. But hana'a sometimes can fill the void created by lack of kavana. So says the Ritva, the same thing over here. The katan, since he's getting hana'a from this bia, I might have had a hava amina that granted katan doesn't have das. Just like hana'a can fill, it can compensate for a lack of kavana, hana'a can also compensate for a lack of das. The katan generally is not chayiv because he doesn't have das. Oh, but when he gets hana'a because it's nisar bia, I might think he should be chayiv because he has hana'a. So that's the chiddush of the drasha, that it's not so, that he's not going to be chayiv even though he got hana'a from it. There's a discussion in the Achron, the Behuda and Evan Ezer Tinyana. Asks why, in fact, there is no ishus for a katan. We're going to see soon that the general rule by kinyanim for a katan is that when there's das acheres makne, when it's not just him picking it up from hefker, when someone else is being makne something to him, he's able to make kinyanim. Right? The father gives the son a lulav. The son is kona on a daraisa level because there's das acheres makne. The father is giving it to the child. So the Nadav Yehuda wonders, and Avni Milum also, why in Avni Milum and Sin Mem Gimel, why is it that the katan can't have ishus? After all, you need the ratzon ha'isha for ishus. So isn't it das acheres makne? Isn't she being makne herself to him, and therefore you have Das Acheres Makna over here. So the Avnei Milum explains, based on the Ran in Maseches Nedarim Daf Chav Tes, that a woman can't, we never say, a woman can never say, Hare ani mekudeshes lucha, right? The Maisa Kedushin is always done by the husband. The woman can never be machnes herself into the reshus of the husband. It's not a das acheres machne by Kedushin. The way the Ran explains it is that what a woman does, when we say that you need the ratzon of the Isha, what that accomplishes is that it takes her out of her own reshus and makes her like Hefker. It's not that she's bringing herself into the husband's reshus. If it were her bringing herself into the husband's reshus, that would be like das acheres. But over here, she's in her own reshus, and therefore the husband can't acquire her until we have her ratzon, so that she goes out of her own reshus and she becomes like Hefker. Once she becomes like Hefker, then he takes her. But it's totally him affecting the kinyan, and that's why the katan can't have ishus. That's how the Avnei Milum is matari. The Tshuvas Oneg Yontif has a different approach. In Tshuvas Oneg Yontif Simur Kufay and Tes, he's miyashiv based on Tosfos and Ksubas Daf Nun Vav that there's no such thing as kiddushin lachatzayin, and part of kiddushin when you get married, one it becomes chayiv and sher ksus v'ona. You have certain chiyuvim toward a wife. Now the halach is a katan is not chayiv in any chiyuvim, so you can't make a katan, you can't include a katan in any chiyuvim. So even if a katan can have kinyanim, but since there's ein ishus lachatzain and part of ishus is chiyuvim, and he can't have the chiyuvim, memela there's not going to be any kinyan either. The whole ishus is a package deal, and if he can't do the whole thing, then he can't do any of it. And therefore, even though you have das acheres makna, in a chinami you have das acheres makna, still it's not going to work. So that's the assumption that there's that there's no issues for a katan whatsoever. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, we tried to answer this question. What happens if the child is a katan? Can you have yiyud on behalf of your son as a katan? And we tried to bring a proof, but the proof didn't pan out. So, Frakti Gemara now again, my haviyala. Okay, so bottom line, what do we hold? Are you allowed to do yiyud on behalf of your son as a katan? So now we're going to bring another proof. Tashima. Amar Biyavi Amar Biyane. Ein yiyud el begadol, ein yiyud el midas. Yiyud can only be done by a gadol, it can only be done by someone who has das. So, Frakti Gemara, Tarti? So, what does it mean, Tarti? So, Rashi understands Tarti is, why would you need to tell me both of those things? Didn't you just tell me the same thing twice? When you tell me Ein Yud El Begadol, isn't that because a Gadol is the only one that has Das and a Katan doesn't have Das? Meaning it's two things that are saying the same thing. It's Pashut once you tell me one that the other is true. Tosos, however, says differently. Varabenu El Chama Pirush says Tosos, Tarti Kolomer Desasuna Adadi. Not that you told me the same thing twice, but that you told me two things that contradict each other. The Reisha Damrin Ein Yud El Begadol Mashma Filu Shalomi Das Mahan. First, when you say that yud can only be done by a gadol, sounds like a gadol whether there's das or not. That das doesn't really matter as long as he's a gadol. And then you make the big issue about das and not about being a katan or a gadol. That it's all about das, which implies that a gadol without das cannot do yud. So that's the question of tarti. Anyway, let's assume like Rashi that tarti, you tell me the same thing twice. So no, matam ka amar, matam ein yud al begadol. I'm not trying to dress it up as two dinim. I'm trying to explain exactly that I'm giving an explanation for the one din that I'm quoting. Why is it that yud can only be done by a gadol? Not because there's some magic when you become a gadol. It's because yud is totally in das, and das only comes when one is a gadol. That's all. Others say no. What does mean that it is in fact two separate dinim? Ein yudel begadol. The guy has to be a gadol, and also ein yudel midas means you need her das in order for you to work. Tanya by Brei Rabbi Avoh, Asher lo ya'ada melamed shetzarach liya'ada. That Asher lo ya'ada teaches us that we play around with the words, that it's not only a lashon of yud, it's also a lashon of deya. That she has to melamed shetzarach liya'ada, you have to inform her of the yud. So we need her das. Machlokes Rishonim, what it means you have to inform her. Does she need ratzon? Meaning, is das the same as ratzon? Meaning, does she need to say, I accept, like by kiddushin, that it's a normal act of kiddushin, where she needs to accept? Or no, you need to inform her, literally. You just tell her, look, I'm doing you now. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. It doesn't matter if you want it or not. You have hereby been informed, and that's all you need to know. So that seems to be Machlokas Rishonim. If you look in the Ritva and Rashi, it seems to be Machlokas Rishonim, what exactly the daya that she needs to have is, and obviously it connects to how closely related Yiyud and Kiddushin really are. Who Tani Lava, who are, and also what exactly her role in Yiyud is, and what her father's role in the Yiyud is. Who Tani Lava, who Amar Labi, Kiddusha Yiyud, Va'alibit Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Moos, Harishonos, Lava, Kiddushin Itnu. That the idea of that you need to let her know is talking about Kiddushay Yehuda, and we're assuming like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that the original money was not given l'shem Kiddushin, so now you need her das, because if the original money was given l'shem Kiddushin, so the father accepted Kiddushin on her behalf. The original money to buy her was l'shem Kiddushin, the father had accepted Kiddushin on her behalf. Her das, that wouldn't really matter in that case. But since the original money is not l'shem Kiddushin, it's her das that's going to be critical. Now you could even say that the original money was given l'shem kiddushin, and still you need her das. Why? That the pasuk says yada, and we have that word in the pasuk to darshin that you dafka do need das over here. You do need her das, even though the original money was given l'shem kiddushin. Okay, so we kept on discussing. We keep on referring to the shita of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda about whether the original money was given l'shem kiddushin or not, and that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds that the original money is lav l'kiddushin itnu. So finally, the Gemara says, after a number of discussing this shita, my Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, where do we ever have this day of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, this shita of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that we keep on quoting? Titania, we have a brisa, yada v'hifta v'hefta tzarek shehe shuhus biyom kidei pedia, that we see from there that you need, that if you're going to do yiyud, you need to own at least a shavapruta worth of service that she still owes you. Meaning, let's say, she's scheduled to go free at the end of the day when the clock strikes 12, let's say she's scheduled to go free. So you can't say, that's when her 6 years are up. So you can't be Mekadisher at 11:59 and 30 seconds because she doesn't owe you anything anymore. All she owes you is 30 seconds of work, which is going to be worth a lot less than a Shavu, or is going to be worth, likely going to be worth less than a Shavu Pruta. You need a Kedei Pediyah to be left in her. You need something to be Poda to be left in her. She has to still owe you a little bit. Mikana Rabbi Rabbi if there's still time for her to do a Shavu Pruta worth of work for you, and at that point you do the Yiyud, then it works as a good Kiddushin. But if there isn't time left to do a Shavu Pruta worth of work, then it's not a good Kiddushin. So what do we see? Alma Kasavar Masari Shavu's Lava Kiddushin. And why do you need a Shavu Pruta's worth of work to be left? Obviously, because you're being Mekadish her with that Shavapruta. You're taking the Shavapruta that she owes you of work, and you're being Mekadish her with it. If the original money you paid to buy her was the Kesef Kiddushin, then you wouldn't need a Shavapruta's worth of work. You already paid way more than a Shavapruta for her Kesef Kiddushin. So that's where we see that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Zahal is that the original money was not given the Shem Kiddushin. Even if it was given the Shem Kiddushin, we have a special drasha in the pasuk over here. You could even argue that the original money was given the Shem Kiddushin, but we have a special drasha in a pasuk over here that tells us that for whatever reason, she still needs to owe you a Shavapruta worth of work in order for the yield to be effective. Says Amrav Nachman, Omer Adam Labito Katana, a guy can tell his Katana daughter, Tzi'iva Kabli Kiddushayich, they go and be Makabel your Kiddushin. Meaning, normally when she's a Katana, she doesn't have a Yad to be Makabel her own Kiddushin. The father has to be Makabel her Kiddushin for her. But he can tell, the father can instruct her to be Makabel's her own Kiddushin, Mid Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And where does he get this from? From the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. What does this have to do with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Lavam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Mos Harishonos Lav L'Kiddushin Itnu. Doesn't Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda assume that when it comes to the Ame Ivriya, the original money that was paid to the father was not Kesef Kiddushin, V'chima Shair, Bashav Pruta, Havu Kiddushi, and when the girl still owes the master Shav Pruta worth of work, it is going to be a valid Kiddushin. Hachanami lo shnas, over here it should be no different. Meaning, the father didn't receive anything. The father, when he gave the daughter up for Nama Ivriya, is as if he's telling the daughter, go be Mekabelis your Kiddushin. Meaning, I'm aware of the fact that he's going to do Yiyud on you, and you're going to be Mekabelis your Kiddushin when he does Yiyud on you. How's he going to do the Yiyud? By giving you the money. By you owing him a Shavapruta, and him telling you that you don't owe him that Shavapruta anymore. So he's giving you the Kesef Kiddushin. He's giving you the Shavapruta. That works. So over here as well, by regular case of Kiddushin, It should also work. A father can tell his daughter, go be mekabels your kedushin on your behalf. The Tosfos over here says that you see from here that a ketana does have a yad to be mekabel her kedushin. If you look at the second wide line of Tosfos, elahachim mochiach al krach a ketana yesh le yad the kabel kedushin midashkan gabiyu damer nachmana shetiyai dali deyatzma shim lo yimol bialmak shnosan rishus leskayish midas dali deyatzma lo yomer akasuf shayimol linyiyu. The whole idea that yud works without the father's involvement is a raya that the ketana has a yad to be mekabel from kiddushin, and that's the way this kiddushin works. The other rishonim say that it doesn't work that in terms of her having her own yad. The Rush says it works midin shlichus, that she is the shliach of the father. I frak the Rush, a katana is not a bas shlichus. How could she be a shliach of the father? So you have to say that even though there's no shlichus l'katan, when it's a total zuchus for her, like to have the yud, so then she would be a bas shlichus. Tos then asks vaytavim tomar hechi miskadeshes bomul. A katan is unable to acquire something, right? When a katan picks up a metzia, the only reason you're not allowed to take it away from the katan is mishum darkei shalom. The katan has not acquired it when they pick up something that seems to be hefker. So why is it that the katan is able to be mekabel for kiddushin? So Tosla says the yisod that we said before. That when there's a das acheres makna, then there is zechia midar raisa. That when someone else is being makna to them, then they can be kona midar raisa. Like we said with the case of the lulav before, that the father Gemara in Sukkah says that a father gives his son the lulav on the first day of Sukkah, the katan is kona the lulav on the raisa. He just doesn't have the ability to be makna it to the back to the father on a daraisa level. That actually poses a problem over here. The Rush says, wait a second, what exactly is the katana's role over here? Is she being kona something or being makna something? Right, she's being makna herself. If a katan, dasacher's makna works for a katan to be kona something, when someone else is being makna something to them. But how is she able to be makna herself to the husband? A katan is not able to be makna to makna something, even when she is the one trying to be makna. Katan's never able to be makna, just like the case of the lulav. The katan's unable to be makna the lulav back to the father, even when the father's trying to be kona it. So the Rush says you have to say that it's a din shlichus again, that she's working within the shlichus of the yav, not that it's an issue of her being kona. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara weiter. We also see from Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that if one is mekadesh with a loan that has a mashkon attached to it, meaning you owe me money and I'm holding on to a mashkon for you, so by mechila of that loan I can be mekadesh you. How do we see that from Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Because after all, the original money paid to the father was not l'shem kiddushin. So hay halva'ahi. So the whole thing is a loan, meaning all he's loaning the service to her, vihi gufa mashkoni, and she is the mashkon for the service that is being loaned to him. Vichi mishayu b'shavur pruta miyayin have a kedushin, and as long as there's a shavur pruta left of the loan of the service that's owed, so then it's going to be a good kedushin. Sachanami loshna, the same should apply over here. Tan rabbanon ketzad mitzvas yud. How does yud work? Omer lo b'fnei shnayim, he says in front of two people, harei mukadeshesli, harei murestesli, afilu b'sof sheish, v'afilu samuch l'shiyas hachama, even at the very end of the 6 years, even when it's almost close to sunset and the 6 years are about to be over, he says, harei mukadeshesli, harei murestesli, he says in front of two people, v'noig b'minag yishus, v'noig b'minag shivchas, and he starts acting to her like a wife, and not like she's a shivcha. That's the mitzvah of yud. The Pnei Shur discusses, why do you need, if you assume Mos HaRishonos is the Shem Kiddushin, so why do you need a Maisa Kiddushin now, or a Mekadeshus? I mean, the Gemara is even going to compare this to a case of being Mekadesh woman La'achar Shloshim Yom, that it should be Chal La'achar Shloshim Yom, where we're going to see when you are Mekadesh someone, that it should be Chal La'achar Shloshim Yom, there's no din that at the end of 30 days you need to do a new Maisa Kiddushin. So he says, no, but because we have a rule, Vein Dover Shabi Ever Pachas Mishnayim, and there was no indication that there was anything being done L'Shem Ishus, at the beginning, at the original transaction, when you sold it for an amivria, so you need to do something that's indicative of ishus in front of two people in order to make it that the davar sheva erva happens with two eidim. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer in Yeshus biyom kedei lasus imashav prutum mekudeshes umlav einu mekudeshes, that she's only going to be mekudeshes if there's still time in the day to do a shavar pruta worth of work. Mashallah Omer li isha eskachi li meachshav la'achar shloshim yom uba achar v'kitcha b'tov shloshim yom shemekudeshes l'rishon. It's similar to a case, meaning we can derive this from a case of a guy says to a woman, be miskadeshes to me from now for after 30 days, meaning it should be chal now. After 30 days, it should retroactively be chal now. And then someone in the intervening 30 days was mekadesher. Clearly, she's mekadeshes to the first one, because he said, me'achshav, that it should be chal right now, that in 30 days, it should be chal retroactively to right now. So that's the mashal. So, frankly, Gemara, mashal l'man. From which shita do we derive that conclusion about the me'achshav l'achar shloshim yom? Right, which of the two opinions, the Tanakam or Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Ilem mashal Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda ha'im yeshos biyom k'dei lasus imashav pruta mekudeshes v'im lav lo. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says that it only works if there's still a shav pruta worth of kedushin. So you see, it doesn't work retroactively to the original time. We're trying to say a mashal of a case where it's going to work me'achshav back to the first time. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that way. So I'm Ravachah obviously, this is derived from the sheet of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that the original money the Adam gives to the father is Kesef Kiddushin. Ah, so that's where your Maisa Kiddushin is. So anything that happens in the intervening time is not going to be effective. As long as he does Yiyur at the end, it's going to be retroactively a Maisa Kiddushin to the beginning. That's the Mashal. So big Machlokes Rashi tells us how to read this entire Gemara. When we say Mashal Laman, when we say that this is a Mashal too, what is being derived from what? Are we derived in the case of Me'achshav L'achar Lamed Yom from one of these shittos, which is the way Rashi says? Tos says that's crazy. B'kuli Gemara Hamashal Balel Lamed Al Davar Kamo Mashal L'ma Davar Dome. In all of Shas, it's always the opposite. It always works the other way, that the Mashal teaches us about the original. It's not the original teaching us about the Mashal. So Tos says it's the opposite over here, that the Mashal is Balel Lamed to tell me that just like it's obvious in the case of the Mashal that this is so, so too, in our case by the Yud, it should also be so. And the Mashal Laman, we're saying, whose Pshita are you proving with this Mashal? Anyway, so frankly, Mar Pshita, isn't it obvious though, that it's direct comparison with the Shita of the Tanakama? So, you know, Ma'udetema halo amal me'akshav kamashmalan. I might think that you don't use the word me'akshav by Yud, so it shouldn't work retroactively. Kamashmalan that it does. Tani yidach hamokras bitaval v'kitcha le'achar, if one it sells his daughter for an Amma Ivriya, and then he goes and gives her up for Kiddushin to another man. Sichik ba'adun u'mekadeshes l'shem div Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says the Kiddushin is chal, and the Adon loses out on the ability to marry her. The Chamam Ratzali Yai Miyayid. The Chamam is saying, what are you talking about? As long as the Adon could be Miyayid, it's going to be chal back to when he originally acquired her, which preempts the Kiddushin to the other guy, and that's fine. Mashalom alicharim kadesh lilach shosh miyom v'achar v'kitcher b'tol shosh miyom shemekadesh l'sheni. And it's a mashal to a case of a guy who says, I'm going to be Mekadesh a woman after 30 days. Someone else comes within the 30 days. She's clearly Mekadeshes to the someone else who came within the 30 days. So Mashal Laman, whose Shita is that Mashal too? Elim, the Rabbanam Rasul Yai Miyai. That doesn't match up with the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan say it goes back to the original time that he bought her. Elam Ravacha Bered Rav Mashal Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Mashal Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Fragmar Pshita. Obviously, that lines up perfectly with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Says, no, Ma'udutema Halom Rala Achar Shloshim Yom Kamash Malan. I might have thought that since in this case he doesn't say la'achar shloshim yom, since that's not verbalized, I might think that it could work retroactively. Kamash Malan, that this is in fact an exact parallel. Okay, let's stop here.